A flower is a flower is a flower. A flower is a flower is a flower. A flower is a flower is a flower. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. A flower is a flower is a flower. Rather redundant, but very definite. We are all trying to make something out of ourselves that we aren't. And in the process, we're having a very unhappy experience about it. You're trying to make out of yourself that you are not God, and you're having a very unhappy experience about it. You're trying to make out of yourself that you're not whole and perfect, and you're not whole and perfect. You're living in that consciousness. Now, a flower is a flower is a flower, always a flower. A rose by any other name is still a rose. You are divine. You are the allness. You are the isness. You are all that is. Now, why is it that you, we, I, us, why is it that we sometimes play the game that we are not all? Why is it we sometimes play the game that we don't know everything? Why is it that we sometimes play the game? Because we have made ourselves sensitive to the world around us. And as we're sensitive to the world around us, then we stub our toe and we say, ouch, instead of saying, I'm whole and perfect, always reminding us who we are. So we're getting ready to die. We say, hey, I forgot. I'm immortal. I live forever. And I might as well live forever in this body. Click goes the finger, and our body is returned to its illusion of the original purity and integrity. So why not live in your original, pure and integral body? Why not? But you don't, because you have listened to a lot of strange fairy tales. You have listened to people. You just love the mortician. You just love the graveyard. You just love the cemetery. You just love burials. You just love things that are hurtful. You love things that make you scream, ow, ooh, ee, oh, you know. And, you know, I was looking here at the Popular Science magazine, and in there they said they have created the crashless car. It cannot crash with another car. I didn't read the article. But I presume the article said this. It has a gyro compass inside of it, which will not allow it to touch anything else other than what it chooses to touch. Of course, if it wants to crash, then it can crash. But it cannot touch it. Do you know what a gyro is? A gyro compass is something that remains in its perfect position regardless of what it's standing on. The gyro compass can be on this here, and it'll be upright. The gyro compass can be upside down, and it can be upright. It has perhaps a problem with gravity there, but a gyro remains that way. There are gyro tops. Tops are like gyros, you know, and you spin a top, and it keeps spinning. As long as it's spinning, it can go up the hill and down the hill and around. It can do all sorts of things, and you can make it on a board, so that it'll move to this side of the board, to that side of the board, to the other. It's totally in your control. And it cannot go down as long as it's spinning. Now, as long as the gyro is in motion, it will be a gyro. It will do what a gyro does. And it will do it perfectly. Now, the cars that they're creating that cannot crash, I quite imagine they have something like the gyro in them that will keep them from doing this. But that's merely one little step upon many steps. What steps are you interested in? What steps are you interested in your life? Are you a flower? Or are you like Thumper,
who said, you can't call me flower.
Who said to the skunk, when he stuck his nose out of the flowers, and Bambi said, flower? And this little skunk said, you can call me flower if you want. You see, he knew that flower was loved. And so when Bambi called him flower, he was being loved. It was not that he was a flower that had a lovely smell or a flower that looked like a flower, but it was the image of what flower represented. And flower represented a very lovely fragrance, something that people delight in. Now, Ellen goes out in her yard and she says, oh, damn those weeds. And she pulls them all out. Instead of saying, I love you, weeds. You know, you grow so beautifully. You're the only thing that's growing in my yard, so please grow as a nice pattern and form yourself into a nice lawn so that I have a nice lawn, or whatever you want to do. But you see, she has that attitude that a weed is a weed, and a weed is to be pulled out. Now, do you have that same attitude? Quite likely. What do you want? Are you going to have Bambi smelling a skunk and saying flower, and have the skunk say, you can call me flower if you want? Did the skunk give any odor off? No. He was just being a loving little guy. And that's all we know about him. Now, this is what we want to do. What are we going to call things? Let's see. Sylvia is a woman. Sylvia is 25 years old. Sylvia is 108 pounds, you know, 110 pounds maybe. So, what would you like?
130 is fine.
130 is fine? You can't say 130 is fine because I almost said 135.
Fine too.
You did say 135. You didn't say it.
Yes, I did.
The first time? Okay. So, you see, whatever we say, now, Sylvia does not believe she's 135 pounds. She believes she's 136. And as long as, no, don't be so foolish. As long as she thinks she's 136, she's going to be the 136 instead of 135. Now, does Sylvia really believe she's 135? Now, that will bear itself out in what Sylvia does. Now, when Sylvia gets on the scale, if she says, I'm 135, she'll be it. Now, when will that be? Now.
Now.
Now. When will that be? Now. So, you see, when was a little skunk a flower?
Now. Always.
He was a little flower the moment Bambi named him that way. Before that, he didn't know he was a flower. And Sylvia didn't know she was 135 pounds before she named it. And until she named it, she was always 109, you know. And that's her problem, see? So what do you want to be? What is it that you are? Now, Ingeborg, are you divine?
Yes, I am.
You had no trouble saying that, did you? Ingeborg, what does a, I will answer it for you. What does a divine person do? A divine person is always satisfied. A divine person thinks its thoughts and experiences exactly what it thinks. So you think your thought of your lovely home, of your lovely body, of your lovely world, of your lovely environment, you know. You think your thought of your beautiful yard, you look out here, and what do you see in your yard? You see a lovely lawn. And what do you see in the lawn? You see Blackie in beautiful, wonderful shape. And you say, Blackie, come here a minute. And Blackie jumps up and says, yes, Ma, what do you want? You know, instantly responding to you. And then you look over and you say, all right, Spot and
Magic,
come on over here. So Spot and Magic come over. Now, Spot and Magic, I'd like you to take hands with Blackie and dance a jig, and I'll sing it. Okay, they say, anything you say, Mom. And so the three of them hold hands and dance a jig, and you say, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they just have such a good time. That is your creation. Every single moment. Every single moment is your creation of whatever it is that you choose to have. Now, is that important to you? No. Is that what you choose? Yes. Does it have to be important for you to have it to happen? No. Do you have to be worthy of having it happen? Do you have to be a very fine lady to have these things happen? Do you have to be a person who has used the principle in the very highest and best way to have this happen? Yes. That's a yes. You use the principle and you have it. Now, how long has Sylvia been 135 pounds? All of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sylvia didn't always see herself that way. And when she didn't see herself that way, that's the way she appeared to be, not that way. Now, when you look out in the yard and you see the cats caterwauling and quarreling with one another, then that's your mind. Are your cats always harmonious and joyful with one another?
Yes.
You didn't seem to have much trouble saying yes. Why didn't you have any trouble saying yes?
Because it is so.
Because that's your creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is it your creation? Is it your creation that your cats are glorious and wonderful? Is it your creation? Is it your creation that the yard is beautiful to look at? Is it Sylvia's creation that she wears the same size dress all of her life?
Sure.
Sure, yeah. And that she looks just like a beauty queen?
Yes, of course.
Of course, that's great. You don't mind that at all. Uh-huh. And Ellen, what about you? Are you the ideal grandmother?
I am.
Are you the ideal mother?
I am.
Are you the ideal wife?
I am.
Are you the ideal woman?
Yes, I am.
Are you the ideal sister?
Yes.
Are you the ideal daughter?
Yes.
Are you the ideal being on the face of the earth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the ideal being?
Cannot define.
No. You don't say you cannot anything. The minute you say you cannot define it, right away you're telling me that you ain't God. And ain't you God?
I'm God.
Then, is there anything God doesn't know and can't define? Huh?
No.
No, well, don't be so reluctant about it. God knows all, is all, and so forth.
Yes.
And if you're God, you know why. You know everything. Now, why is it that you're such a fabulous lady?
Because I'm God.
That's one reason. You are such a fabulous lady because you chose that out of all the experiences that were available to choose. You put the cause in motion for that experience, and it was right. Now, what about the person who is a masochist and they want to hurt themselves and they want to live in pain? Are they bad?
No. Choice.
But, that's right. You said the word. Choice. They chose to have it. Can they have a different experience any moment they wish?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be interesting to give a masochist amnesia?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't remember what they liked doing, that they liked to be hurt, and they liked to hurt themselves, and they wouldn't remember that, and they'd say, they'd be what? If they remembered nothing other than, what would they be?
Their
original
purity
and integrity. You see, if they had amnesia, they wouldn't remember anything other than, at the start, the original purity and integrity. And you see, what kind of amnesia do you want? You want a halfway amnesia? You want a little bit of an amnesia? Or you want amnesia only over certain things? Or you want the whole works to go back to your original purity and integrity? So here you are, a grown woman, and you've got amnesia, and you think you're a kid. And you learn quickly that you're not, and you're an adult. So now, what are you going to do? You're going to act like a child. Now, how did Big act? the little boy who was 13 years old and wished he was big, and he got his wish. Here he was now a 30-plus year boy, and still with the mind and attitude of a 13-year-old child. Now, he acted like a 13-year-old child, and he was silly as a 13-year-old child would be under those conditions, and when it was called to be serious, when it called to live by your values and your principles, he was right there. He was right there doing it. And you see, all our life we're always being mature. We're always being, if we can say maturity is our values and our principles and the things that we live by, we always are them. Now, it's just how we respond to the little intricacies of life that make it charming, as it did for him when he took a piece of caviar in his mouth and he spit it out. And he was told that caviar was so good and so wonderful. He took a big mouthful, you know, and he spit it all over the floor like a 13-year-old would, you know, without any regard for anything, you know. Now, was he bad? He just did what came naturally for him, you see. Now, if it were his choice, he would have tasted it gently. But everybody told him, it's so good.
So expensive.
He probably just spit $500 on the floor. And that's okay, too. But, you see, a flower is a flower is a flower. And you are divine, you are divine, you are divine. Now, do you know it? Do you live it? Do you express it? Is it important for you to be your original purity and integrity? Is it important for you to express that and to live that and to shine that forth in everything that you do?
Yeah.
If it is, that means you have to make up your mind. Are you negative or positive? Are you pro or con, you know, for whatever it is that you are looking at? Are you looking at the weather and saying it's hot and terrible? Or are you looking at the weather and saying, my body's always a perfect temperature. And, I never get burned. We had the people coming up here at the 3 months of School of the Master in the heat of the heat season, and they slept on the floor here naked in the circle here, and they went out and worked naked under the sun. They were told they didn't have to work in the heat of day. They could do it anytime they wanted. Well, they went out in the heat of the day. Not one of them was sunburned. Not one of them had any burn at all. The moment they realized that they didn't have to be burned, and they did beautiful things. Those people who were office jockeys were picking up big rocks and putting them where they wanted to do it, and shovels and rakes and going out and doing things and just having great strength and great power and great desire to do it. And then they came in the house and cleaned up for supper, and they entered into the game of the supper that we were playing. Always a new game. And they were like having amnesia constantly, because whatever they did in the past was not effective anymore. Now they had a new rule, you know. But you said before, no, I didn't. I say now. What I said before, I said before. And I said the rules are always changing. That's part of the game here. So please be aware of that. But, you know, hey, that means that if I bust a glass, I'm going to have to throw all the glasses away. That's right. So be careful not to bust the glass. Be careful not to do anything careless. Well, hey, that's pretty expensive. Yes, it is. And you're not going to have to pay for it, but you're going to have to throw them all away. And you see, pretty soon we'll eat on no utensils because everything will be broken. Everything will be thrown away. And it isn't just you, it's others. All the rest who are at the School of the Master had to be concerned. But you see, a rose is a rose. By any other name, a rose is a rose. But a flower is a flower. So, you are divine. By any other name you give yourself, and you silly, people call yourself Sylvia, Ingeborg, and Ellen. How silly that is. You should just say, what's my name? Oh, my name is God. You know? My name is Divine. Johnny Divine likes that, doesn't he? My name is Divine, you know. And so, you see, this is the game we play, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, he's getting close to it, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when he leaves that Johnny off there, you know. So, remember to play the game with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being. And remember that if you wish, I will give you all amnesia. Absolute amnesia. And you will be your perfect self. And you will never know that you weren't your perfect self. And you will never know all of the experiences that you've had in between and be aware of what those experiences were. You'll never know it. You'll never be able to say, this is my scar that I got from my appendix coming out. You know, isn't it a beautiful big scar? It was just 8 inches on me. Now, other people, they only have to take 4 inches, you know. But, you know, 8 inches, 12 inches, 15 inches, 30 inches. See, everyone's supposed to show their scars. And so, you see, that's so silly. That's so silly. With amnesia, another little effect happens. With amnesia, nothing ever happened to you. You are brand new. You may be 30 years old or 25 years old or whatever it is, but with amnesia, it's like spiritual healing. You return to your original purity and integrity. There was no in-between time, you know? Now, I know that's hard for you to conceive. It's hard for you to go along with me on this. But the day that you can, then you too are going to have that grand experience of being there. So, for all of that, I say to you, it's wonderful to share with you. And it's more wonderful to tell you how much I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Love you.